a white Christmas.
Boy, listen to that voice. Sounds a lot like Bing Crosby, doesn't it? You know, I wonder if that was Bing. Is that Bing Al singing that? Yeah, of course it is. And if anything is going to put you in the mood, and I'm talking with Bruce McClary, who's in studio with us today. He actually had last two segments, but I asked him to sit in earlier, and I'm glad you did.
Thank
but
you.
Doesn't that kind of put you in the mood?
It does. I feel like I'm on a holiday special.
Yeah, that's great. You're listening to Home and Family Finance on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us. Saving is good for everyone, isn't that true?
It is. It's good for everyone.
You know that as well as anybody.
Good to make it a practice all year round.
You know, really struck by your message to me the other day, and you said, "Look, Paul, there are four steps that I think everyone should take before the holiday shopping begins." Here we are at the beginning of the holiday season. Not
right.
I'm talking about the Christmas holiday season on this particular Sunday and days thereafter. There are things we should do, and people blow right by what they know better, to do things that because I want to do this, I want mm-hmm. that. But that's not enough of a reason to blow your budget or waste your time and waste your resources.
Right. There are things people should be doing all year round, and it's not too late to start some of these things. We think we're right in the middle of the holiday season. Shopping has already begun. People have been hitting the stores, spending money, emptying their pockets. It's still not too late to do some of these things.
And I talked about savings. I know you want to start. Review the savings,
yeah.
Right? Go ahead.
Take a look into your savings account and see what's there. And think about how much you're saving and how much you're putting aside each month. How much you have in your saving account really will determine how much of a chance you have of staying out of debt this holiday season and staying on budget. So you want to look at your savings. And a good tip for those, even if you're not ready for the holiday season this year, start next year by looking at how much you spent in the holiday season mm-hmm. this year. Divide that by 10. Start putting away those deposits on a monthly basis until October. You've got 10 deposits in the bank. Then you've got the cash set aside to cover most, if not all, of the expenses for next holiday season.
This is so basic and most of us can do this.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we don't do it is because we don't think about doing it. Now, this is, you know, you have your savings account. Don't mess with that. But if you know that you're spending X number, let's say you spend $3,000, put away $300 a month.
Right.
Right?
Just
for 10 months.
Find room in your budget and get into the habit. It's all about getting into the habit. And you also want to get into the habit of not relying so much on credit either. And at this time of year, it's always good before you hit the stores, especially if you're taking the plastic, to check those credit limits. Make sure you've got room on your credit card if you are going to be using a credit card so that you don't run over the credit limit. So that's very important because you could get extra fees. Your interest rate could go up. There are all kinds of penalties for going over the credit limit and overspending. And if you're using your credit card, make sure you have a plan to pay off those purchases immediately so you're not charged the interest on that account. That's very important.
Bruce McClary is Vice President of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC. Tell us about what is that? How do you guys work? What do you do?
Well, the NFCC is the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at nfcc.org, and it's a national nonprofit organization. We have nearly 600 locations in communities all across the country that offer credit counseling, offer budget counseling, housing counseling, student loan counseling at low or no cost. And the expertise is there. The advice is there. There's so much people can learn from going in and talking to.
You mean you're out there right now? I've got to do is walk through the door or
right
look up
now.
And the cost is minimal, if at all.
Minimal, if at all. And many of these locations also offer free budget and credit workshops, housing workshops, so many ways to learn about managing your money better. It's great to get in touch with somebody at an NFCC member agency just by logging on to nfcc.org and finding a location near you.
Folks, what could be simpler? Look, I get your cards and I didn't know, but you know what? What am I going to do? The NFCC is sitting out there, 600 locations. This is what they do. But they can't do it unless you say, I need help. You got to do that. That's the way it works, right?
That's the way it works. And it's a nonprofit organization, and it's available to anybody. So anybody who has questions about their credit, who wants to manage their budget a little more efficiently, who wants to own a home for the first time or pay off that student loan debt, the resource is there, and it's easy to find. And even if there's not one near you, going on the internet, you can find one that can help you by phone or online.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about calculating debt ratios. We mentioned that a little bit. Check credit limits, make shopping lists, all of the things that you should be doing, especially if you expect 2016 to be bright and cheery. We'll be right back with Bruce McClary. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Barry. We're talking about things that can make your holiday season worthwhile and fun and not pain you in the beginning of 2016. Now, we talked a little bit about savings, which is important. We talked about credit, check your credit limits, make sure you don't overflow. How about this debt ratio? What is that, Bruce?
Well, that's a tally of your overall debt obligations, everything you have, all your regular monthly payments that you make each month. And it's not just limited to your credit cards. There's other debt involved in that as well. So the best way, it's a simple calculation. You just get out a basic calculator and you take the monthly payments you have to all of your debt obligations,
right,
and
right,
you divide it by your gross monthly income. That's the monthly income before deductions are made, mm-hmm, for taxes and,
okay,
insurance. And the number you get, that's your debt ratio. And all the experts say it's always best to be at or below 36% for your debt
folks,
ratio.
Let me just stop. Bruce, it's so simple because you say something like a term that we don't normally use, a debt ratio. I don't know what that. It's as simple as that. Add them all up, right?
Right.
And then divide those by your income.
Right. Just divide your monthly debt payments by your monthly gross income,
yeah,
income before taxes and deductions.
Right.
And if the number you get is 36 or lower, you're okay. You're
okay,
in the good zone, but it's always better to be as low as possible. So
right,
if you're at 36, don't think, hey, that's fantastic.
But it's better than 40 or 45 or numbers,
right,
that are telling you that you're in big trouble.
Right. And one of the big things that's tied to your debt ratio is whether or not you're going to qualify for the best interest rates or even be approved for a loan, and especially in the world of housing. If you're looking to refinance your mortgage, if you're looking to buy a house, if you've got a debt ratio that's climbing up into the 40s or
right,
50s, you're in trouble.
That's right. Right. And if you apply, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to say, list out your debts. Give me your income.
Right.
And they're going to do it anyway, so you might as well know what that is, and it's easy to find out.
Right. It's how they determine whether or not you can afford the loan. But for your own purposes, even if you're not looking to finance a house or refinance,
yeah,
anything, it's good to know that you're down in that 36% or lower zone because it means you can afford the cost of living. You can afford to put money away in savings. You can afford to provide for yourself.
And if I have any questions, I can walk into an NFCC office and say,
sure,
help me.
Sure. And a NFCC-certified financial specialist can help you put a budget together. If
you know what? I'm heading out right now. Haven't made a list, but I think I know what I want.
Mm.
And I'm just going to get out there. And I don't need a list. I don't. I got this, Bruce. I got this.
Oh, you need a list. You need to do what Santa does. Make a list and check it twice. And have that list on you in the store. And really, my best advice to everybody is do not depart from that list. Do not stray from that list. Do not start impulse buying, because when you sit down and make that list, you need to price the items out. You need to do some research, make sure you're getting the best deal.
Yeah.
And then once you know where those items are and how to get them, stick to it. Don't.
But I'm in the store, Bruce, and I've got my list. And follow, but oh, wait, right over there is a thing that the kid wants or I always wanted to get for my husband. It's sitting right there, and it's not too expensive.
Mm.
Isn't that, boy, that temptation is a killer, isn't it?
If the money isn't there, it's probably not a good idea. And what's a better idea is to write the information down, take it home, and give yourself a 48-hour cooling off period. Think about the purchase, whether or not you need it, and if after 48 hours you're still hopping and jumping to try to get that thing, look at your budget, see if there's room in it. If there isn't room in it, then you probably should wait and find a way to get it later.
Folks, we get so excited about Black Friday, about Cyber Monday, but we should be excited about calculating how to pay this off Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all coming up, and if you don't do that, you're going to start 2016 with a lot of financial pain.
Right. And track everything. Track all you're spending this time of year. It's so important to account for the things that aren't just gifts, but holiday entertainment, travel costs, those kind of things. And there's a calculator on the NFCC website. If you go to the tools section of the website, look for financial calculators. We have a holiday budget calculator that you can use to keep an ongoing track of those expenses to see where you are at the end. It's always interesting to tally everything up and see how much you spent, because nine times out of ten, people are spending more than they think they are.
That's right. That's right. We took a recent trip to New York, and they had some of my favorite booze on sale. But, you know, it was $180 for a case or whatever that I hadn't planned. And fortunately, I'd say, no, we're just not going to do it. And there were other folks saying, well, yeah, but look, it doesn't make any difference whether the price is right. Mm-hmm. The question is whether your budget is right.
Right. It's all about affordability.
Bruce McCleary, Vice President of the Communications for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, on this holiday period. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you, and have a happy holiday.
Same to you. Absolutely happy holiday. And if you listen to the advice, folks, that we just talked about, if you follow that, it's going to be a lot more joyful for you. Al, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you very much. We'll be back next. We're looking for you next week, same place, same time. Join us then.